It's our continuing coverage of Pella High girls basketball as we're joined now after a 79-27 Dutch victory on Tuesday night by Haley Van Vark. Haley had a big night, 9 points, 7 rebounds. As the Dutch score their most points in nearly 6 years, a terrific performance. Haley, congratulations on the victory. Everything seemed to be going well. What did you guys think about this one tonight?
Yeah, we really liked the effort that we put into it and all the pressure that we were putting on them tonight. I think that comes directly from our practice yesterday. We had a really good practice, and we didn't have the scout boys there, but we still were able to get it going ourselves, and that transferred onto the court tonight.
Yeah, turnovers, you forced 31 turnovers. I've got 13 of them in the first quarter, so it was like right out of the gate. In fact, I think you scored like 15 seconds in, and then full court press right on, and a turnover, and it's just a snowball effect kind of right out of the gate. Obviously, that was the game plan. You mentioned last night. Is that something that you're really focused on, though, in terms of picking up the intensity and the pressure as part of your overall strategy?
Oh, yeah. Definitely focusing on the practice before, but also those first 4 minutes. We really transfer that into the court playing and practice too, and we really always try to say to each other those first 4 minutes are what we're going to start out in the game, and that's what's going to go through the rest of the night. So just making those first 4 minutes the most important and putting the most effort in is going to transfer through the whole game.
Well, again, you had a great night, 9 points, 7 rebounds, and it seemed one of the other points of emphasis seemed to be to get the ball inside. Mia scored 20, you scored 9, Eliza had 6. I mean, a lot of the points that were scored tonight were in close. Was that just a product of the way the game was going, or is that something that you guys really focused on?
Yeah, I think tonight it was definitely a product of how the game was going, but also I think in practice yesterday, saying it again, we were focusing on just seeing those open looks inside, because previous games there's been a lot of open looks, but we haven't executed them the best we could. So I think tonight, even with our passes just being the split second faster to get that in, really made our game what it was.
I know that Brian specifically commented on your post moves. There was a few times tonight you did a great job of getting your defender sealed, and then you kind of drop step and then a little underhand flip shot. Clearly that's something you've been working on. Talk about the ability to kind of bring it into the game and show that off tonight.
Oh yeah, I definitely practice a lot of different post moves in practice, and those transfer to the game. It's kind of whatever I'm feeling, whatever they're around. I have a lot in my head, and it's kind of just whatever shows up. So that seemed to be working for me tonight.
As a team, you got off to a bit of a slow start shooting the three-pointer. I know Friday against Grinnell, that kind of lingered throughout the game and maybe was one of the detriments. Tonight, that eventually got going. As a team, you started knocking them down. That's a mindset, right? Just if we're open, we're going to keep shooting?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's fun, too, right?
Yeah.
Making those kind of shots?
Yeah, gets the energy going and the confidence up.
I thought another huge key tonight as a team, only 8 turnovers yourself. I mentioned the 31 that you forced, but you only gave 8 back. That's something you guys have been working on as well. Very, you know, careful with the basketball tonight. How important is that? What's coach preaching to you guys?
That was very important, and that's a step up from where we've been at. We've been doing a lot of turnovers and stuff. So this game, it was very important to us to get as we can. So it was very cool to see it happen on the court. And just him being like, take care of the basketball is something that he says all the time. And I think that really focused in on us tonight.
You guys lost a lot of key players from last year's team. You know, several seniors, a lot of the starting lineup. And many of you played last year, but now going from complementary roles to kind of the players on this year's team. How do you feel, you're 6 games in now, how do you feel that that's coming together, and how is this group gelling together?
Yeah, I think that through all the games, we've been working well together. And I think it's just step by step getting to know everybody as a whole, and us seniors being leaders and never really been in that position before. It's been a learning curve for everybody. I think tonight shows that we're able to work together and have that leadership and be able to implement everything we've been working on the floor.
Do you personally relish that role? Is that something you're comfortable in, or having to learn how to do that? Or is that natural for you?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a natural leadership thing for me, just being in I used to play softball, so something leadership, but also AAU basketball. Very crucial roles in the AAU, so leadership has always been something that's came kind of easy to me, but also learning it in the way as a senior as well.
79-27 is the final score. You'll get back into Little Hawkeye Conference play heading to Newton on Friday night. I'm sure Coach will roll out the scout tomorrow, and you'll get a chance to get into that. But important, you know, you're 1-1 in the conference. I'm sure it'd be nice to go into the holiday break above 500 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. What do you think about going and playing Newton on Friday?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely really excited, and we'll just take these couple days of practice to get ready, and we'll have the scout team come in on Thursday and help us to prepare and giving them all their roles, and just watching the film and just being ready for what they're going to throw at us, but also getting shots up in practice and practicing what we're good at too.
Congratulations on a great performance individually, more importantly as a team. Great win tonight, Haley. Thanks for coming up and joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Haley Van Vark of the Pella High girls basketball team. 9 points, 7 rebounds for Haley in a 79-27 victory for the Pella High girls over Fairfield on Tuesday night.